You're listening to New Technia. A robot is helping doctors reach tiny lung nodules in Abu Dhabi. Cleveland Clinic Abu Dhabi has introduced the Middle East's first robot-assisted bronchoscopy platform to help doctors reach small, difficult lung nodules for biopsy. The system may shorten the path to diagnosis, but the hospital has not yet published local patient numbers, diagnostic yield, or outcome data. Doctors in Abu Dhabi now have a robotic tool designed to guide biopsy instruments towards tiny lung nodules that can be difficult to reach with a conventional bronchoscope. Cleveland Clinic Abu Dhabi says the Monarch platform is the first robot-assisted bronchoscopy system introduced in the Middle East. The 30-second summary. What happened? Cleveland Clinic Abu Dhabi introduced a physician-controlled robotic bronchoscopy platform for navigating deep into the lungs and collecting tissue from suspicious nodules. Why does it matter? Small nodules near the lungs' outer edges can be difficult to sample, delaying a clear diagnosis or requiring a more invasive procedure. What is the catch? The hospital has not yet published local patient numbers, diagnostic yield, complication rates, or evidence that the platform improves survival. Key number. A prospective study of 679 patients across 21 sites reported an 83.2% diagnostic yield with the Monarch platform. Why small lung nodules are difficult to biopsy? A suspicious spot may appear on a CT scan before a patient has symptoms. The next challenge is obtaining enough tissue to determine whether it is cancer, an infection, or a benign change. Conventional bronchoscopy works well in the central airways, but navigation becomes harder as the passages narrow and branch towards the lung's outer edges. Some patients therefore need repeat imaging, a needle inserted through the chest wall or surgery to obtain a useful sample. What the robotic system changes. The platform combines a flexible bronchoscope, robotic controls, and computer-assisted navigation. The medical team plans a route towards the nodule, then the physician steers the scope and biopsy tools throughout the procedure. The robot does not diagnose cancer or decide where to collect tissue. It is a precision navigation platform that helps the physician maintain control while moving through a complex network of airways. Cleveland Clinic Abu Dhabi says procedures are performed under general anesthesia and typically last between 30 and 75 minutes. What published evidence shows? The strongest evidence does not come from the new Abu Dhabi program itself. In the prospective multi-center target study, clinicians used the Monarch platform in 679 patients across 21 sites. The instrument reached the intended lesion in 98.7% of cases, while the study reported a diagnostic yield of 83.2%. The difference matters because reaching the correct location does not always produce a definitive answer. A sample may be too small, miss malignant cells, or remain inconclusive. A broader review of robotic bronchoscopy studies estimated a pooled diagnostic yield of about 84.5%. However, the studies used different definitions, patient groups, imaging methods, and follow-up periods, making direct comparisons difficult. Why the Abu Dhabi launch matters. Introducing the system locally gives patients in the UAE another diagnostic option without traveling abroad. It may be particularly useful when a nodule is deep in the lung or poorly suited to a standard bronchoscope. Earlier lung cancer diagnosis can widen treatment options, but the platform is not a cancer treatment and cannot identify every tumor. Its immediate purpose is narrower, helping clinicians reach a difficult target and collect a useful tissue sample with less invasive intervention. Before we overstate the result, the hospital has announced the platform but has not published local patient numbers, diagnostic yield, complication rates, or follow-up outcomes. The physician controls the procedure, The robot does not make an autonomous diagnosis. Performance varies with lesion size and location, imaging quality, biopsy tools, pathology, and the team's experience. An inconclusive or negative biopsy may still require repeat imaging, another biopsy, or surgery. What happens next? The most useful next step will be transparent local reporting. That should include how many patients undergo the procedure, how often it produces a definitive diagnosis, what complications occur, and whether it reduces repeat interventions. For now, the significance is practical rather than dramatic. Abu Dhabi has brought a clinically used robotic navigation tool into the region, but its real value will be measured by patient outcomes and the quality of the complete diagnostic pathway. Read the full article at newtacnia.com.